We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. Orange County has declared a health emergency because of the coronavirus. Board of Supervisors Vice Chair Andrew Doe says the county could be fertile ground for an outbreak.
Orange County is a diverse county with 3.2 million residents in a relatively small geographic area. Risk of infection spreading are high.
OC Health Officer Dr. Nicole Quick says the declaration helps the county react fast.
It's geared around making sure that we're nimble and flexible in how we can respond, including asking for mutual aid and so forth if needed.
Orange County has had only one patient with confirmed coronavirus, and that person is recovering. The county also is backing Costa Mesa in its court bid to prevent a facility there from being used to quarantine coronavirus patients.
LA's homeless population has had to deal with contagious illnesses in the past, and coronavirus could become another one. So how do you keep homeless people from spreading the virus to one another and to the people they come into contact with? KNX In Depth asked LA County Director of Public Health Barbara Ferrer.
This is similar to how we manage TB, because tuberculosis is also an issue for people who are homeless, and we have systems in place where we house people in some motels who are homeless so that they can remain isolated and or quarantined as needed if they're in fact infectious.
She says they will also need to keep track of people who are living in homeless shelters because the illness could easily be spread in such a close quarters environment.
It's been 5 years since a Vernon battery recycler that polluted the area for decades was forced to shut down. Thousands of lead-contaminated properties have yet to be cleaned, and a state audit is coming.
We want to get this thing cleaned up as quickly, as fast as possible, because every day we wait, people are exposed to lead.
Assemblyman Miguel Santiago requested the audit, which is expected to take about 6 months. The state's Department of Toxic Substances Control is doing the cleanup. It's estimated 10,000 properties in the area are contaminated. The cleanup plan includes only 3,200. DTSC has gotten to about 1,700 of them. Santiago says he will ask for more state funding to expand the cleanup. In the past, county health officials have said it's virtually impossible to quantify the lead exposure suffered by people in the area. The CDC says there is no safe blood lead level in children, and even low levels have been shown to affect IQ, the ability to pay attention, and academic achievement. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We've asked DTSC for comment. Nothing yet.
L.A. County's sheriff says he thinks the feds boosting immigration enforcement in L.A. and other so-called sanctuary cities could be meant to suppress census numbers for immigrant communities.
Every single person counts in the census. And for those that like to wrap themselves around the Constitution itself says that a census has to be conducted every 10 years. And it says specifically you count every person. It doesn't say count U.S. citizens, it says count every person.
Alex Villanueva says having SWAT-like officers help ICE is harmful and leads to immigrants being too scared to call deputies to report crimes out of fear of being deported. He says his department will continue to only hand over detainees to ICE if they're eligible under the state's new sanctuary law.
Have you seen the videos? L.A. County Sheriff's officials in Lancaster are warning people about a dangerous new viral prank that's hurt some kids and teenagers. It's called the Skullbreaker Challenge, and it's on TikTok. It involves three people, with two of them tripping the person in the middle while they jump. Ali Villalobos with the Sheriff's Department tells KNX the goal of the warning is to make parents aware.
So it's just very critical, as always, to stay ahead of it, be in touch with what your kids are doing, and maybe even surprise them a little bit by warning them and saying, hey, so this challenge on TikTok, and just even saying that may surprise your teen enough to be more cautious.
She says there have been no reports of anyone getting hurt in the Antelope Valley or in other parts of the county, but there have been reports across the country of kids breaking bones because of the prank.
Skateboarders sometimes get bad reputations for being troublemakers or rebels, but a new study from USC finds skateboarding can improve mental health and help young people deal with adversity and failure. Lead study author Zoe Corwin tells KNX more than 100 skateboarders were interviewed. Many said they like the social aspects, also like to get away from stress.
What happens when you're filming your friend failing time and time again until they land that trick, there's like a really cool support system that develops, and then also like a strong sense of self that skateboarders develop through that act of like not giving up and trying.
Corwin says the lessons learned from skateboarding can be applied to other aspects of their lives. Tony Hawk Foundation funded the study.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.